Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is Saturday, May 9th, 2015. And on our program, we have our host and channel, Dr. Catherine May, and joining us to bring a very important and timely message the day before we celebrate Mother's Day is our Mother Source. And we may hear from our other friends in the company of heaven who want to add their voice to her message. This is Meg, your co-host, calling in from Georgia, and Catherine and the team are calling in from their home in New York. Good afternoon, Catherine.
Hi, Meg.
Hi.
Oh, yes. I've forgotten tomorrow is Mother's Day, and today's a special for our Mother Source as well. It's going to be a thrilling, groundbreaking message. But first, let's just give our websites, and then we're going to move on really fast because we have a lot to talk about. So I'm Catherine. My website is whoneedslight.org, and this is my wonderful co-host Meg Davis, who has a Facebook page where you can reach her and find all her guide to enlightened eating. What is it? What did you call it,
eating
Meg?
For that was ascension. So,
eating for
eating
ascension.
For ascension.
That's right. And I recommend that to everybody. Her Facebook page is wisdomwithin-Meg Davis. Meg Davis.
Yes.
So. Mm-hmm. There are just lots of resources on both those pages, and we leave it to you to explore, all of you, and you'll find out much more about who we are and what we're doing here for those of you who are new. I have a message from Sananda. This was taken earlier this morning by Christine, and he said to quote him from last week. And then we have a response. He responded to himself. So here is the quote from last week. Sananda, I'm holding my breath. Yes, I'm going to say it. By the time we speak with you again next week at this time, you will agree that the world has changed and we will be dancing in the streets. There may be catching up and stragglers with 7 billion people, but it is coming. Okay, that was Sananda's quote last week. Now, there are some people who will say, well, he was wrong. But here is Sananda's response this week through Christine, and she wrote it down for me. We are thrilled. Most are exchanging in Baghdad. The floodgates are opening. Our family in Iraq are not only dancing in the streets, but they're holding each other and weeping with joy. Everyone listening, your turn is next. Prepare your hearts. So unless you are so self-centered as to think that you're the only one who would be dancing in the streets. This is the news we've been waiting for. They are exchanging in Iraq, and the floodgates are opening. So we have known all along that once Iraq goes, the rest of the world will go immediately. That's for people who may not have been following, since we haven't talked about it a whole lot lately. This is Catherine now. That the revaluation of currencies is indeed happening. It is rolling out in a very quiet and orderly manner to avoid chaos and disruption in the financial markets. So we are doubly, triply, quadruply blessed, because this is the best of all possible worlds. And here is another message from Sananda. A special thanks. And we want to join with him in this. Thank you. We all would like to take a moment. Sananda, the company of heaven, mother and father, would all like to take a moment to thank all of the many who have been brave and instrumental in making this come true. Saint Germain, we love you. Yes, indeed. And to Tony, DC, and their team, we send our cheers, thanks, and love. Dear Tony and DC and Pam and friends, they have bravely carried on for years now. I think Tony said the other day, 5 years they have been bringing information to all of us, to educate us, to help us in this process. And of course, there are many who are so appreciative and so love them for their amazing hard work and great efforts. 3 times a week they do their conference calls. And there have been many who are insulting, who are attacking, and Mother has told me that she's going to have something to say about that today. So, Tony in D.C., we love you. Here is our official love blast to you and your team from us and from the Company of Heaven. And we will be interested to know one day which masters have sponsored those incarnations. And I'm sure we will know before too long, because they've told me. But I'm not allowed to say yet. So we love you. We love you. Now, Mother God, Mother Source, our Creator, is here with us and has asked that I read the message from last week. Let me just check if I have it here. So I'm to read the message. Okay, here we go. She asked that I read this message in my voice, so that even those who have read it already, even if you've read it 3 times, you will hear new things in this. And what she has to say is going to continue from what Sananda wrote as chapter 25 for the new scriptures, where a note about the new scriptures. Sananda has asked that we do revisions, and that the three messages from Mother that came through in the last few weeks be put into the new scriptures, and that it be formatted and created as a book. And that will be coming out. And we also have a message coming this week from Sanat Kumara, who is going to do a sort of wrap-up for the new scriptures. All of that will be put together as a beautiful book. And our friend Muna has suggested a publisher for us. So we're going to create something really beautiful. And part of the foundation that I've set up will be sponsoring this production of the book, The New Scriptures, so that it can be distributed throughout the world. And that has been approved by Mother and Father and Sananda. So that will be our first project. So here we have chapter 25 of the New Scriptures. It's called The Temple of Light and the Day of Reckoning. In the first months that have passed since we first wrote the 24 chapters of the New Scriptures, a new day has dawned on planet Earth. This is Sananda speaking now. I will not enumerate all the monumental events that have transpired, but I can assure you, you will be amazed when you learn the true history of this period and what the boots on the ground have been able to accomplish. You're beginning to grasp the importance of our cooperative arrangement between the Company of Heaven, Mother and Father Source, our galactic brothers and sisters, and all of you in your human bodies. The ongoing lesson we've presented to you in the form of channeled messages and radio shows were carefully designed to gradually bring through the energy coding, the healing techniques, and the guidance to facilitate your enlightenment. I will now continue those revelations by describing to you some of what has transpired in the Temple of Light, which is anchored on the ground in and around Catherine's New York home, and in the higher dimensions with us at Mother and Father's side. It has been a long-running source of humor among our lightworker family that the work they do day and night for months on end, and for which they feel great commitment and fulfillment, is completely invisible to the greater collective on the planet. Of course, all have felt the benefits of the events in which the reptilians were all brought to the light, and all are beginning to experience the enormous lifting of conflicting energies that resulted when the fallen archangel sisters returned to the Temple of Light after millions of years, and the Archon Alliance, the entire alliance, declared peace and came to the Temple of Light to be restored and returned to Mother and Father's embrace. We now joke with Catherine when we tell her we're about to announce a spectacular event that no one has seen, but is nevertheless absolutely true and earth-changing. The team here is all laughing. It is with this in mind that I will explain to you why all this unseen work behind the scenes has been a necessary part of what will appear to be a sudden and monumental shift when it all unfolds in your three-dimensional reality. Because of the heavy veil behind which most of you have lived your lives, it was barely recognized that there was anything beyond what you could see, hear, and touch. Your scientists mostly disregard any evidence that doesn't fit with this limited view, and your religions have made it gospel that you're here alone, toiling to please an authoritarian God. We have had to help you raise your sights little by little to allow you to absorb the idea that there are worlds beyond your limited vision and universes teeming with life just outside of your view in higher dimensions. Keeping humankind ignorant of the grandeur of creation and the existence of benevolent brothers and sisters all around you in your skies was a paramount goal of the masters who controlled the matrix, which in turn controlled all the resources, the riches, and therefore all the beings on the planet. These simple correlations will make it obvious to everyone. The existence of spacecraft that can travel from other galaxies implies A, the existence of civilizations of a much higher level of development than your own. B, free energy systems that would put oil and gas production out of existence in a moment. And I might add, uranium power as well. 3, friendly star nations who are waiting patiently to be of service to humanity. And D, the revelation that nearly everything you were taught was untrue, a deliberate manipulation to keep you in the dark. We have healing techniques that will make your reliance on pharmaceuticals completely obsolete. You've had a taste of that in the healing programs that I did with Catherine. They are in the archives. They are all the Sunday programs. And I'll give the reference to those again later, but you can find them easily in the archives. We began that series to give you a sense of what's possible in healing yourselves. Now, I will add, we have systems of governance that maintain peace along with respecting sacred individuality and free will of all. There are methods of food production that eliminate all pesticides and all control over the food supply. There, the profit and privatization and communal services and private ownership of sacred earth resources are completely non-existent in higher dimensional societies, of which there are many in your own solar system. Yes, dear humankind, there were 144 planets in your solar system when it was created billions of years ago. Most of them remain out of your sight in the fifth dimension and higher. There are now 143 planets since Maldek, the twin of planet Earth, was destroyed during the time of Atlantis. Maldek has been in hospital, you might say, undergoing intricate healing and restoration since it was literally blown apart by the same type of weapon you have again seen in use on your planet on 9/11 and when our beloved Christine, Archangel Uriel, Catherine, and six others of the Company of Heaven were severely injured in three separate attacks. The use of these weapons is strictly forbidden in the multiverse, and these recent events have created new considerations about the meaning of free will and how it should be interpreted by mother and father. I mention these things to you to give you a preliminary view of the level of activities going on all around you, just beyond your three-dimensional awareness. As you raise your consciousness, you too will begin to open your vision to wondrous and sacred truths that have been slumbering quietly in your unconscious minds, awaiting this gentle reminder. Do not permit your fear of the unknown to prevent you from feeling the stirrings within you to reconnect with your soul family of light and to join in exploring the wonders of the unforeseen universes. Just as many around you are practicing meditation, visual centering, and other forms of mind expansion, I recommend that you open your sights by allowing direct communication with your higher self and your twin soul, or your twin ray, as it's sometimes called. to see for yourself these things I'm describing to you now. It is no longer the province of specially talented light workers to hear the words of their guides and helpers who communicate with them through dimensional portals. It has been an ability that earlier humans enjoyed. You are now beginning to restore those talents. You can learn to talk with me, Sananda, telepathically, to converse and joke with your higher self and your twin, and to enjoy the benefits of having friends in high places. The Temple of Light brings new life. Come with me now, and I will walk with you through some of the historic moments in the Temple of Light that occurred during the first few months of 2015. The Temple of Light was established when Catherine and her team created the Pillar of Light to have a healing temple for the higher selves of the Cabal. Christine joined her, and together with us, they established the Temple of Light, where masters and angels began the round-the-clock healing for all the souls who were willing, or have been convinced that they had no other choice, to come to the light. Now, I'm Sananda going to make a comment here in response to many of the questions that have been brought to Catherine. All of you are welcome to come to the Temple of Light for healing, for uplifting communication with us. We welcome you anytime. Come to observe or to help out or to receive the healing energies of the Company of Heaven, who welcome you, every one of you. Now I'll tell you how the process in the temple has proceeded. The first rounds of souls who entered the temple were the higher selves of the Cabal, who came to the light as a result of the knowledge that their days of control on planet Earth were over. They had been given the ultimatum by Mother and Father, Source, that they could come to the light or be dissolved forever. They came and were taken for their reviews and restoration. The first 5 million of the darkest, most damaged souls were restored to the light. And then the difficult work began to convince their incarnations to do the same. Since then, more than 200 million higher selves have come through the temple. It has been a difficult transition, but some are beginning to make headway in breaking through to their soul bodies on the ground. It is now time for their incarnates to learn of their limited choices. We have not left it up to chance to see if they will listen to the small voice within them or not, since they're still operating under the free will contracts you all came with. There are many ways of managing, and we are always working with the greatest probabilities and with backup plans always at the ready. Enormous change has occurred because of the work in the Temple of Light. Here are some of the activities that have transpired as the Temple of Light team has been working nonstop through the last 3 months to bring healing and restoration where darkness once prevailed. The following entities, beings, and thought forms were brought to the temple for healing. Many of the distorted codes that sustained the dark matrix have been healed, such as the Tree of Life, which had been distorted to accommodate dark teachings and structures. The codes for the Flower of Life, the codes for duality, and the Master Dark Cell. The thought forms which produce the darkest feeling states, such as depression and murderous rage. These were discernible to the team because the thought forms had created intense, distorted, and disturbingly shrill sound frequencies. Note, collective humanity continues to produce thought forms that cause intensely dark emotions. However, the original, potent versions of these thought forms were taken to the light. In connection with that action that was taken, a conveyor belt, as Christine has called it, in each quadrant of Earth was created as part of the We Have Your Back program. This is to carry away dark thought forms as they're being created by all of you on the surface to prevent them from entering into the river of life. Then, Satan and later Lilith, the most complex thought forms representing evil and imbalance that have been created by human thought and emotion. They had consciousness, complexity, everything but the spark of life from mother and father. They were taken to the light and given souls and a new beginning. Then the 18 fallen sisters, the higher selves, who agreed to come to the temple when they learned they had no option but to be dissolved or be spared and granted new soul status. The entire Archon Alliance, including Hanron, the supreme commander of the Archon fleet, who came with the entire fleet and their families, and their prime creator, who declared peace on the steps as he entered the temple. Next came the animal kingdoms, wild and domesticated, including birds and insects, all came for healing. Now, of course, I'll remind you, this did not happen in one day. This is over the period of 3 months that all this work has been done in the temple. Most of it on the ground, here with your Catherine and Christine and the Family of Light. Once the animal kingdom had come for healing, all the flora of planet Earth, along with the devas, who had been suffering from pollution and the decimation of the soils, and even the vegetable kingdoms, who offer themselves as food for all the humans, animals, and insects, all of them asked to come to the temple. A council was then formed with representatives of both animal and vegetable kingdoms to begin the negotiations to provide food substances for the animals who will be shifting to plant-based diets rather than eating each other. I might mention here a very touching element of all this is that as each group came and presented themselves for healing to Catherine and Christine, they asked for healing, and most of them sent a representative to come forward and say, could we please have our Catherine words? The words of reassurance and love that helped them to ease their way into accepting the healing and to coming to the temple to be restored. And so each group received their Catherine words and were brought into the temple. After the council for the vegetable kingdoms and animals, then came the elementals, the fairies, including the dark and light fairies who had recently been at war in higher dimensions, the gnomes, the elves, the trolls, and all the legendary creatures who have been damaged and frightened by the aggressive and thoughtless acts of humankind. The mineral kingdoms that have been damaged and depleted by mining, fracking, and drilling.
the conscious and energy-giving crystals, which have been largely unacknowledged for their secret and sacred powers, where they lie in the ground. The Cetacean Nation and all oceanic life, victims of life-threatening sonar technologies, all came for healing. The Mer people, sensitive, aware, advanced beings who have learned to fear humans, they too came for healing. Molecules and elements, viruses and bacterium, unacknowledged basic elements of life, all came for healing. And then began a special project, the beginning of the repair and restoration of the Atlantis crystal, which lay broken into three massive pieces, east, west, and south, creating the distorted energy field in what is now called the Bermuda Triangle. That's just a general list of the events that have been going on in the Temple of Light. And there will be more every day. Now, I will tell you more of the backstory that was taking place just before and during these historic moments in the Temple of Light. The impetus for much of the movement involving the higher selves who came for healing or to face their reviews with mother and father came from the Temple of Light on the ground. Catherine had taken her argument to the council that attacks on light workers must be stopped. After she learned that the earlier injuries to Christine had been accomplished by the same microwave type weapon that injured her, Catherine, and many others in her attempt to protect me. We have just recently allowed them both to see the true damage of that heinous act of betrayal. The energy of the weapon was so intense that everyone in the area was injured, some more seriously than others. There were seven of us altogether who were seriously injured in the same moment as we approached the fourth dimensional meeting place to negotiate with the Dark Councils in an effort to achieve peace in the multiverse. The injured beings of light were Saint Germain, Catherine and me, Joe Fiel, Sanat Kamara, Serapis Bey, and Archangel Michael. Still others were disoriented, still also needing time and careful medical attention to be restored to their full integrity. It may seem unusual to you to think that a light body could be injured, but of course we are physical beings made of molecules in complex arrangement, just as you are. The essence of a being is physical as much as it is spiritual, even at the higher vibrations of light. It has been more than 3 months since the attack on all of us, and we're still working to complete the healing of our light bodies. In the case of Christine, who was hit by the weapon during her light work in the desert, it was her body that was seriously damaged by the laser-type beam you sometimes call a scalar weapon. We are learning more as we go along about the most effective techniques for restoring a soul to wholeness after suffering a great tear in the matter of our being. In the worst injuries, a light body can be so badly scattered that the molecules are dispersed into the environment. We are fortunate that we were all immediately cared for. The healing teams that arrived almost instantly wrapped us in cocoons of light to keep the disrupted fragments of our being isolated for later repair and restoration. I can tell you now, with my heart still wrenched nearly from my being, that the scene of the attack was like the most awful massacre you've ever witnessed in newsreels or film. My beloved Catherine was torn to shreds, and my dearest family were all around me in states of pain and anguish for themselves and the others they saw so terribly injured. We wanted to help each other, but could barely make sense of what we saw and felt. The brothers who had been my closest companions and trusted friends were near death all around me. It was unthinkable, unbelievable, inconceivable. Each one of us cried out, even before we felt our own wounds, and were caught mid-air by teams of angels and healers, with mother and father at our sides. You see, we always know we have the ultimate protection, our creators, who are the source of miracles, who have the power to set all things right. They are doing so now, as they always will. I wish to take a break here to mention the healing that's going on. Today, in the Temple of Light on the ground, we had a healing session for our beloved Christine. She is courageous beyond words. She continues to go on with her light work in the brightest and most loving way possible. She never complains. Although the healing that's taking place with her has been difficult and terribly painful. We had a session this morning in which she was cleared with the help of the entire Company of Heaven, Catherine, Faith, and Jade all around her, helping to extract and release the toxins of what you might call radiation poisoning. Much was released. She tries not to cry out in pain, but we know how difficult it is for her. We also know that this process she is going through is lifting and helping all of humanity. She is the representative of healing in the human body. As she goes through this process, she is creating what you might think of as a wake in which all of humanity will begin to heal. We thank her for this. We are with her every moment, as she knows, while she goes through this difficult and painful healing. In the case of Catherine, because she is here on the ground and also in the higher dimensions, and it was her higher dimensional self that was hit by the weapon, her healing represents, in another important way, the connection between body, soul, and higher self. In healing her higher self, she is also healing the connection for all that has been lost for so many years. So many on earth do not know of their own higher selves, have no connection at all, not even any idea that there is such a thing as a higher self. This healing is also creating a kind of wake that will allow all of you, as you reach higher, to connect firmly and confidently with your own higher selves. And by doing so, you connect directly to Mother and Father, our beloved creators. I tell you this so that you all will join in this process of healing. Yes, sending your love to our beloveds here, but also sending your love to your own higher self, thereby connecting and knowing the sense of great love, of benevolent guidance and help that can come from your own higher self, who wishes only the greatest good for all of you. Now let me continue to describe to you our healing process here in higher dimensions. We rest peacefully in the knowledge that we had offered as a group to serve any purpose in the light, to do anything necessary to stop the destruction and the ongoing suffering on Earth and in the multiverse. I speak now for all the archangels and masters who have offered themselves in this purpose at this time. All this suffering is a result of the dark and perverse acts of those who have been so damaged by their participation in evil that they cannot see any other path. We pledged to ourselves and to Mother and Father to do whatever it would take to put an end to the suffering. We did not know how difficult that would be until the ultimate act of betrayal brought so many of us to the brink of soul death. Of course, we have received the best healing techniques and the constant attention of the Arcturians, the Great White Brotherhood medical teams, and the endless love of Mother and Father. Those who were badly injured were put on life support, given the essence of life we needed to continue our existence by our own twin souls and by Mother and Father. The healing continues for all of us. As you can imagine, it was a difficult time for us, but one we moved through with faith and great love and appreciation for one another. If anything, such a life-threatening incident brought us ever closer in our absolute love and respect for each other, and in our gratitude to Mother and Father, whose unending love ultimately heals all. There was a period where we had to spell one another as we took turns in the healing chambers, working day and night with our medical teams, as Catherine and Christine have been doing on the ground. We're now overwhelmed with happiness and gratitude that we can at last tell you the details of what happened. Now we can assure you we are all either fully or nearly restored to our original strength and are back in the saddle again, more resolute than ever. We're determined to carry through our vow to help raise planet Earth into ascension, to implement the prosperity programs as they were planned, and to share the triumph of light here on Earth and in our entire universe. Those who were instrumental in carrying out the forbidden attack are aware of the inevitable consequences of taking such an action. It is blatantly against the universal law of one to attempt to destroy a living soul, a deliberate act against creation and against mother and father, the most serious of all transgressions. It was an act of betrayal, cowardice, and desperation, but it did not succeed in achieving anything but increasing our resolve. The light on earth and throughout the multiverse is on the rise. Our will is unbroken. Our determination increases with every act of healing and every courageous gesture on the part of our heroic brothers and sisters here in higher dimensions and on the ground. You see, love is a miracle. Mother and Father are our miracle. When we remain in the circle of their love, we will thrive no matter what. No matter what. I, Sananda, can tell you now that in some ways we will never be the same. We who have lived through every possible permutation of free will and its consequences have come to an understanding that will live indelibly in our hearts. We who have seen our loved ones lying injured in the worst kind of war any being can imagine will never again make the argument that we need to experience the limits of darkness in order to appreciate the light. We will never again choose to experience the farthest extent of what a soul can bear in order to test ourselves in the presence of darkness. Nor will we ever risk our beloved ones to the temptations that lie inherently within the matrix we are capable of creating with our own free will. These are lessons that Earth's children and the entire multiverse that watches will never forget. There is no one to blame, no post-game analysis that will find one villain or one idea or one moment that was the cause of all the suffering humankind has endured, even welcomed, in their openness to experience every possible opportunity to test our will, our stamina, and our capacity to love in the face of any challenge. It is the end of organized darkness. This is an ultimatum from Mother and Father. Mother and Father have asked us to use this message to make an announcement to the entire multiverse. Those in higher dimensions have already heard this pronouncement, but the lower dimensional souls who are still involved in organized criminal activities are not yet aware of the edicts of heaven. All who took part in the attempted murder of souls in the incidents we have described here and others of equal or even more serious magnitude yet unnamed are hereby notified that there will no longer be any tolerance in the name of free will for acts against soul life in this universe or any other. Those who have taken part in these heinous acts of violence, either in body or in spirit, are to come immediately to the Temple of Light for healing or choose the only other option available, complete dissolution. This dissolution was the intention of their own actions toward others and is therefore nothing more than the reflected karmic response to their own intentional acts of violence. This is Sananda. Mother will speak further on the things she has said here. We will welcome her in a few minutes after we finish this description. Many who have spent eons in the thrall of the dark matrix have come to believe there is no real mother or father source, and that there are no real consequences for their reckless distaste for the life of others. Nevertheless, each one was once the creation of mother and father's love, and as such, they carry the threefold flame of life. Although for many, it is only a forgotten, smoldering spark. These created beings are ultimately accountable for their actions, whether they're consciously aware of the implications of their nefarious plans or not. Jealousy, rage, covetousness, greed, and lust for power have fueled their violent actions. They feel entitled to their dark feelings and the unbridled aggression that results. Of course, they have lived thousands of lifetimes within the torturous, cruel, and punishing prison that is life in the pit of evil. We understand that. And yet there have been moments for each where they consciously chose to join forces with those who oppose universal law, who knew they were opposing mother and father and all that is. All those who are now called to the Temple of Light are aware of their own part in these crimes and have also been given special dispensations during this lifetime to awaken and to change their path of destruction. They have been given the succor and aid of light beings who sacrificed everything to bring light and love into their lives during this incarnation. They have clung to their arrogance and entitlement at the cost of others and at the cost of their own souls. They remain on the surface of planet Earth, the incarnated representatives of four of the five archangel brothers who fell when they descended into the darkest environments on the planet eons ago to rescue their twin flames, the fallen sisters. Their higher self twins, the original higher selves of the fallen sisters, have gone to the Temple of Light to have a new start as beginning souls, rather than be completely dissolved. This is the example of mother and father's mercy, for rather than having to spend millions of lifetimes experiencing and understanding the impact of their karmic choices, they are granted new life. It is a privilege to be allowed the opportunity to understand our karmic impact through seeing and feeling what it is we've chosen and lived out as our choices. We take with us unparalleled soul growth as we absorb our own lessons, surrounded by the loving support of our ascended family. This is the process you all here on planet Earth are now going through. This is the loss they feel when they are demoted to beginner souls. They no longer have the opportunity to gain the maximum ascent from their experiences they've come through, while the rest of us catapult into higher levels of mastery. When the Dark Sisters were offered to come to the Temple of Light, they bargained for being able to maintain their positions as archangels and to claim the connection to their twin flames. However, they had devolved while their soul counterparts had evolved, making this a gap that could not be crossed. Because of the karmic weight of millions of years spent by choice in darkness, they had only two choices: to spend millions upon millions of years experiencing how their choices impacted every being they played upon, they preyed upon, or they could begin again. They were also not kept with their original soul families, nor will they be reunited with their soulmates or their twins. Several of their male counterparts, fourth dimensional higher selves and their incarnates, the most powerful of the dark forces on Earth, remain as the last bastion of the delusion that is the Matrix, that co-created illusion which supported the simplistic and delusional idea that evil is power. This free will choice to believe in the imaginary religion that is anti-life has been the downfall of many of the original archangels and masters who entered into the experiment that was planet Earth under the influence of the actions of darkness, which we refer to as evil, for lack of a better description. They believed they could withstand the temptation of falling into the illusion once they took on the bodies of humans. But one after another, they succumbed to the siren call of glamour, power, pride, and ego aggrandizement. In this moment, Mother and Father Source have declared an end to all organized evil, all profligate disregard for human life, and the teeming life of all the inhabitants of Earth and the universes beyond. All accounts will be settled, all crimes against souls, including the souls of all living beings, whether animal, vegetable, or mineral, are hereby being recorded in finality. Those who have participated in the deliberate dissolution or torment of souls in any dimension are hereby called to account. You may come today to the Temple of Light to meet with Mother and Father and the Company of Heaven, or you may choose to be dissolved into the Sea of Creation. Should anyone still operating under the delusion that their actions are unknown or overlooked by those in higher dimensions decide to take part in, or even take part in consciously planning, any act of violence against the soul of a child of God, their higher selves will immediately be dissolved. Since no incarnation can survive without the life force of Source, as it is channeled through the higher self, this will mean the decline and death of the incarnated self. There will be individual dispensations for those incarnations who have managed to live a life in the light, in spite of their destructive higher selves. In these cases, the incarnates will be given new life and new life support through mother or father, and will be welcomed into the circle of life in the loving embrace of our creators. You see, the pilgrimage to the temple can be initiated by either the higher self or the incarnate, who have the free will to operate independently if it is for the greater good of the soul. All will be welcomed and given fair consideration by Mother and Father, who, in consultation with the Company of Heaven, will consider every individual in the context of their history and personal choices. We understand that leaders in the dark realms are following the words of these messages and are fully aware of the closing net that will bring the end of their power on Earth. We know that this message will travel far and wide, and that all who are beckoned here are aware of the reason for their call to account. It is time for a final reckoning, as was foretold throughout the eons. We welcome all to take part in this final chapter in the fall and now the ascension of planet Earth. It has been your free will to run amok on the planet that was paradise in her early beginnings. Terra, as we call our beloved Earth soul, is ready to ascend once more back into higher dimensions. Those of you who have worked hard to find your way into the light are ready to move with her. If you are awakening only now, join us if you will. It is time. I am your brother, Sananda, in service to Mother and Father, our beloved creators. This message was given to Catherine during the past week. It is in the archives at whoneedslight.org for you to read. And now we will continue on the same topic that was that message, as Mother God comes to explain to all of you her decisions, the decisions that she and Father have come to about our continued life on earth. I am your Sananda. I love you dearly. Namaste, all.
Namaste, Sananda. Thank you. Thank you for your message.
Hi, it's Catherine. Mother is here, and she wants to continue to reaffirm what was said in the message, but also to speak further about this, the Day of Reckoning. She's given me permission to speak a bit now. It does sound like what you think it is. Some have called it Judgment Day. Some have called it the end of times. In some ways, it is. It is the end of the times when humans were allowed the free will that meant they could do anything they wanted. And as Sananda said, to run amok on the surface of planet Earth. I feel, Mother, very serious and very loving and wishing to get across to everyone the great love that she feels for us, so that we will understand completely. We have to listen with our hearts. You cannot understand this with your brain, or it will confuse you and frighten you and create all kinds of irrelevant questions. If you insist on trying to figure this out in your brain, you cannot understand Mother and Father God without opening your heart. So, with that in mind, let's welcome her.
Welcome, Mother. Welcome to our program. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, Meg. Oh, wow. Sweet.
Is that too corny?
No, it was just lovely. How sweet. It is a rather nice invention that they celebrate mostly in the United States. It was originally designed to help sell things. But nevertheless, it has taken on a very nice tone where families get together to take their mothers to dinner and to enjoy being together. It's a lovely kind of thing to celebrate. And I recommend it for all of you. To celebrate with your friends who are mothers, to celebrate yourself, who are the mother of yourself, and to celebrate with your sisters, your mothers, your grandmothers, everyone you know who has ever been a mother in this life or any other. And of course, that includes all of you and probably all the fathers too, because you have all experienced every kind of lifetime here. Now, it is a serious time for us but it is also a joyful time. I want you to know, beloved children, that it is with tremendous love and respect and admiration for you that we come to you now with our vision of what you would call the wrap-up of this project that was free will in the third dimension on the surface of planet Earth, which involved duality, the experience of good and evil, which, as you now know, was not our original plan, but it was part of what you, as humankind, agreed to experience in this magnificent and dangerous project that you took on. You're beginning to understand better, I think, the connection between your higher selves and your bodies here on the ground. Your higher selves do not claim to be human. They come from various galaxies and planets across the multiverse. But those souls can be incarnated in human bodies and have been throughout the ages. And so you are a mix of races, whether you see it on your skin or the shape of your eyes or not. You always have been. And planet Earth was designed that way, to be a place where all could come from across the multiverse to experience this very difficult, very challenging, and to some, unbelievable experience. It has been known as the boot camp for souls, sometimes known as the prison planet as well, because it was so dark and so difficult. Pardon us when I come inside, Catherine. It sometimes tickles her throat. She understands. I mean no harm. I simply wish to be close. It's fine, Mother. All right, let us continue. We look upon you with tremendous admiration. As Sananda was describing, we see Christine and her healing project. She's willing to walk through anything to heal and to forge ahead. As Catherine has pledged, as all of our beloved members of the Company of Heaven, your loving masters and archangels have agreed. You used to think that you there on the ground were the ones suffering, and we sat up here indifferent to your suffering. It is not true, beloved children. Could not be further from the truth. We send our own incarnations among you. Father and I have done that. We send our archangels and our masters to incarnate among you. They are here in their higher selves with us. We know everything about what's going on and how difficult it is. We are not distant or indifferent, but we are responsible for the agreements that we made with you long ago. as difficult as it is for us sometimes, to uphold those agreements. We know we must do that, for we uphold the integrity of the multiverse, in which all agreements must be kept. We could not do otherwise. And now, as you come to the end of this experiment, you come to the end of it because of your own free will, because of your own desires, your questions, your requests, your prayers, and your intelligent and courageous activities on the surface. You have forged the way, beloved ones. Many of these courageous ones you don't know about. They work behind the scenes because they cannot be known. It would be far too dangerous. They are in contact with us, just as Catherine and the others who channel, just as many of you are learning to be. We are in contact with you. We see your efforts. We understand that there is suffering on planet Earth. We are not saying to you, dear ones, that this is your fault, that you planned this, and so therefore now you must live it out. Oh, no. If it had been up to us, dear ones, Father and I would have called an end to this experiment before these terrible things happened, before there were atomic bombs and nuclear weapons, and before so many were maimed and injured. We could not. We were bound by our word to you that we would not flinch, that we would allow you to carry through what has become a terrible project, terrible in its enormity, terrible in the damage that has been caused to souls as well as to bodies. When we agreed to this originally, we knew that your souls are eternal and that bodies are short-lived, an experiment, precious, yes, but limited in time. And because of that, it was possible for us to agree. Yeah, after each lifetime, of course, you return to us. You were to return to us to be healed and comforted, and to review the things you had learned. That part of the experiment has been brilliantly successful. Those of you who return to us come wiser, more loving, more complete and balanced, with great empathy, great understanding, wider vision. And you do this as souls more quickly than any other incarnations around the multiverse have permitted. In that way, it was a very successful, admirable experiment. When you learn that your bodies are simply the vessel that you use for this learning experience, it eases your heart. You can understand that this is not punishment, these difficulties that you're experiencing, far from it. It was designed by you so that you would learn. It's not always obvious what it is you're learning at the time. Nevertheless, you have become brilliant, wonderful in your depth and the breadth of understanding, wonderful in your empathy and compassion. As you review your own lifetimes, you become more and more humble, more and more filled with light and gratitude for the gift of life. But it has become terrible. You heard my declaration. I wish to add to this. Father is here by my side, and it has been resolved between Father and I, and between all the company of heaven and all of humankind. We have reached an agreement. I wish to declare here, now, that we will not tolerate, not ever again, an attack upon our children of planet Earth, those who are embodied on the surface. We will never again permit an attack of the kind that has been so hideous, so destructive. These abominable weapons that came close to destroying our beloved Christine have also been used in other times, in other places. You are familiar with the attack on 9/11. These weapons were used then. You saw people jumping out of windows. And I can tell you that Christine can vouch for this, that when your blood is boiling, you will do anything to stop it. It was not because there was a fire. It was because these terrible weapons were used, knowing that it would destroy entire buildings to dust, and that it would cause terrible torment and pain to those people whose lives were lost that day. I will discuss for a moment the incidents of war that have transpired on your globe. It has long been agreed that war among nations, among groups, will not be considered in the same light as a personal attack on a person, as a murder, per se. It was your wish to allow the battles, the wars, and the bravery that resulted for a time. And so I do not refer here to wars that were organized and agreed to by the majority of the people. I now refer to those dark projects that were designed to take over regardless of the damage, with ruthless intent, to kill as many people and as many souls as possible. This will never be permitted again. Not on planet Earth, not anywhere within the entire multiverse of our creation, past, present, or future. I declare here, any being who executes or even plans such an attack on our children in any dimension will immediately be dissolved. This is a fair response. It is in line with universal law and the law of karma. What you project and wish upon others will be mirrored back to you. In this way, we will prevent the kind of pain and disaster that our beloved ones have felt in recent years and months. We have not yet called an end to all warfare, but you can feel it coming, can't you? Those of you on the ground who are working hard to bring peace, know that you will be successful. Know that those who consider themselves the great dark forces have lost all standing in our eyes. This is our last opening for them to come to experience the great mercy that has been our intention and our practice. I will tell you that this process has already begun. The one you called Archangel Raphael was one of the dark, one of the brothers who fell and became a powerful force for darkness on your planet and beyond. He was instrumental in organizing and carrying out the attack that occurred 3 months ago that injured Catherine, Sananda, and the others. The earlier attack upon Christine, which occurred in November of last year, was also carried out by the one you used to call Archangel Raphael. I can tell you, he is no more. His being was dissolved into the great ocean that is the energy of creation, never to return. There are four others, the dark brothers who remain. And this announcement I am making today is for them. You may come to the Temple of Light immediately. Bring yourself to the reckoning that has been promised for eons. You were given special dispensations in this lifetime. You were permitted to send your incarnations into places that were openings for their healing. Of course, that was not your intention. You intended to send them to create havoc in families and communities around the globe. I tell you now, come to the Temple of Light. And before you do, put out your announcements, your directives, as you always do, to those on the ground who are your minions. Address them now. Tell them to cease and desist their operations. And come immediately to the Temple of Light. And you know who I refer to. Those leaders who have been instrumental in such activities as the terrible 9/11 attacks. Those who have established organizations and institutions to poison and kill the people of planet Earth with your toxic vaccinations and poisonous so-called medications, your laboratory projects where you create abominations and call it food, those banking institutions that were designed to rob and starve entire countries and populations. All of you now come to the light or be dissolved. You know we can see your actions. You know that we can read your thoughts. We know that we see your plans. And I tell you now, anyone in body or in spirit who makes the decision to take part in any such attack as we have mentioned will be instantly dissolved. I believe I have been perfectly clear. As they say, you, the four brothers, know who you are. You were once our beloved children, archangels in our great family of light. Our love is still with you. We have never stopped loving you. But you strayed from our embrace, and you must be accountable for that. There is nowhere you can go. You cannot any longer raise yourselves to higher vibration. You cannot hide. You only have the lower vibrations, and we know all the hiding places there are. It would be pointless. It is today, the final day. Do not call this Judgment Day, for you are the ones who made the judgments. You are the ones who took the opportunity to create havoc and suffering on Earth. You did it beyond the circle of our love. And yet, we welcome you to the Temple of Light. We will accept you We will not dissolve your being. If you agree now to come to the Temple of Light, we ask you also to put out the call to all of your minions to do the same. They will be responsible for their own actions, but you will make it easier for all to free them from the prison that has been your command. There will be a special place in the Temple of Light for those who come now as a result of my declaration. Father and I will be there ourselves. You will be greeted by Sananda and the others of the Company of Heaven, those very ones whom you tried to murder. We'll be there to help you save your soul. It is our way. We are just. We are merciful. But we will no longer permit this kind of profligate cruelty and soul murder to go on planet Earth or anywhere else. Understand, those of you who are incarnated now, when we speak of soul murder, we refer to those weapons that Sananda has described that can tear to shreds the higher self, the essence of the being that you are, the one who carries the memories and the recordings of every lifetime, every experience. That being who is you in the higher dimensions. We understand your bodies are frail. There are still a few places left on the earth where people are creating wars. We work differently to end those because there are so many who have been caught up in wrong thinking and disastrous allegiances. That will be unraveled little by little to give each soul the opportunity to raise themselves toward the light. I believe you understand, all of you. If you have any questions about what this means, please listen again and again to this recording, to these words. I have embedded within my words the true meaning of what we see as a merciful way to end this terrible suffering. Those who have been in charge know who they are. They are the same ones who have created the terrible suffering for all of you on the surface. So it will not go on the way it has. There are now fewer and fewer who have remained to defy reason, to avoid any feelings of empathy or compassion. We call to them. It is over. This is the end of the experiment in evil that was planet Earth. We declare there will be peace, there will be joy, there will be great celebration, and paradise will return to our beloved planet Earth. I am your mother, creator, source. I love you dearly. So be it.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you for your words.
Oh, my goodness.
And your tears. Thank you for loving us as you do. Thank you for this offer to your children. I hope they're listening. I hope they answer.
Oh, they are listening. They will answer. This is Catherine.
Yes. Hi, Catherine.
Oh, my goodness. I feel Mother's feelings so deeply in my heart. It is passion. It is love. It is will. I've never felt this. I've never felt her determination, her sense of will, her command like this. The people she was talking to know who they are. The higher selves can hear her. There is no mystery, and there can be no mistake about what she has declared. The ones who fell into the darkness so long ago are being called home, and they know it. Their incarnations on the planet are going to be very obvious to us. We already know who some of them are. It will be impossible for them to continue as they have been. Once the organization, the commanders are gone. They only have each other to squabble amongst. And they'll be directed to turn themselves in. It's just a matter of time now as it unfolds. Now, this is Catherine, let's turn our attention to thinking about the celebration and the timing of this. Oh my. Well, we've heard about what's going to be done about the darkness, and now we're also being told that our blessings are arriving on our doorstep. I think about this and I can't believe it. It's almost inconceivable that we can be here to see this. We're here witnessing this. Oh my goodness. Life on Earth is never going to be the same. And I think that the decisions that all of us make when we plan our new Earth are going to be somewhat different because of this experience. Are you there, Meg?
Yes, Catherine. Yes.
This was pretty earth-shaking, isn't it?
It is. It's so filled with love and determination, just like you said. What an example she gives us for the breadth of love. You know, the whole turning on the heels of what Sananda and your work keeps doing is what love was taught to us, its characteristics, and what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And here is a beautiful demonstration, especially in the feminine voice. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What it means to love, really love. The entirety of it all, the big picture.
Yes. Wow. Well, I'm speechless.
As I. Yes. Yes.
I'm noticing on the board there are a few callers. I can't imagine what questions people have after hearing from Mother, but I'd like to welcome a few people to say hello and give us their feedback, their observations if they'd like. Those of you who have your hands up and would like to speak to us, let's take these three calls if they still wish to speak to us.
All right. I'll start at the top with, I'll open up area code 804, ending in 2693.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm here.
Just give us your name and where you're calling from. Welcome.
Welcome. This is Jimmy from Richmond, Virginia, and I'm here with my dog, Shasta. And we're just, I was on the phone last month with y'all and all, but I feel so honored and so blessed to have been on this call today. This is the best call, I think, ever in this incarnation that I've ever really listened to. That's how incredible I think this information was today in the depth. I was sitting here crying most of the time. The emotional level of hearing the pain and what was going on, even in the higher dimensions between this battle. And kind of, I'm a voice, I was telling you, of Lakshmi, the Divine Mother and all, but I just wanted to be a voice because there's a lot of warriors on this phone. And we are the mighty men of valor and the ones that have stood. And we were, you know, especially thank Serapis Bay for being here today. Because my buddy and I know we were there at Thanopoli. You know, I know that we've been whenever these battles in the earth have taken place for light. We've showed up, and I might have 10,000 arrows and darts in me right now. And I need teeth, and I need my knee done, and I have a stomach ache all the time. I think I got gallbladder problems. But I just wanted to say, we're the ones standing, you know, that it doesn't matter what they're going to do to us, you know.
Yeah.
We're grounding this light in Mother Earth. And I was so excited. I listened to David Wilcox the other day online.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about the new ships and all. I know that I'm from the Star of Bethlehem. And he said, we've got new little ships that can come right down in your backyard.
Yeah.
Two-seaters where someone can get in the back. I got a concrete pad out back, and I was out there last night with my Sheltie, and they can use the Romulan cloaking thing. I don't know, but I would love for them to come down, open up. I'll get in. I want to go back to the ship. they're taking tours of the ship. I want to be the first one publicly to say, I'm waiting, boy. I'm from the ship. I want to go back, and the number one, I want to know whose idea it was for me to come down here and be here now.
It was yours, Jimmy, yours.
I want to know who talked me into this.
From what you talked yourself into this quite a few times. So this is the good life.
I've been part of TNT for 3 years, and we're so ready. And so, you know, like I said, we're so ready to bless the world and to be the real selves that we really want to be, you know, to the world. And
you
to show our love and light. And you know what? This might, you know, everybody gets so spiritual, but you know what? We live in a material world. And just to be able to, my daughter and my granddaughter, you know, to be able, it's not about me. After what I've gone through the last few years, I was woken up and called a Minuteman. And those on the phone now, boy, I don't know if you know what a Minuteman is, but you may not emotionally want to go to that level. Because when you're having to call up someone that's taking your car and ask for a ride in the back seat to go get the groceries. You're sitting in your own back seat. And you've been sick and in the hospital, diverticulitis, and your own best friend says, well, God, you're Job. You're a modern-day guy. And, you know, you just said, all is gone. And I had to learn to let it all go and to just go with the flow. And I'm blessed because I was thinking that I'm ready now for this RV because 3 years ago I wouldn't have been who I am now.
Right. I think that's true for a lot of people. Everyone I've talked to about it says the same thing. Yeah, we really wanted it back then, but boy, are things different now. And we're going to know what to do with it.
Well, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything.
Well, I recommend you have a talk with Meg, too, about how to help with some of this stuff you're suffering from right now.
Well, my main thing has been this stomach thing. Oh, my Lord.
Okay, talk to Meg, right?
Yep.
Yes, just go to wisdom-megdavis and leave me a message, and I'll get right back to you, Jimmy. We'll have a nice
day. Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling, Jimmy.
But, yeah, I just wanted to tell you, we're here. We're on the call.
Oh, I can tell.
Thank you, Jimmy.
We always show up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Love your voice.
Oh yeah, it's been a heck of one. You know, it's been a heck of a one, but it's been fun.
Thanks, Jimmy. I'll close your line now.
We're looking forward to some future calls.
Oh yes, indeed.
Oh yeah, they'll be good, won't they?
I can't imagine anything more than today.
Yeah. Oh yeah, today was it was the tops.
Woo. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you
all right, we're going to move on. We have two more people who I think are going to want to talk. And what a wonderful, that was great, Jimmy. Thanks.
Catherine,
okay.
Nine. A little slow. Would you mind pushing the buttons? My
yeah, I've got 969, and the last numbers are 4394. 949-4394. Can you hear me? Oh, wait, it just went out. Oh, I got it now. 949, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, this is Lynn from Newport Beach, California.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, I didn't push the button, but I guess the universe wanted me to talk. First of all, I just recently joined this call about a month or so, and I feel so connected back to the family, so thank you so very much to my higher self and my team to connect back to the family. The other thing I want to ask you is that, you know, Sananda, you know, sent out a call to say we're welcome to come to the Temple of Light anytime to do healing or to volunteer.
Yes.
How can we do that?
Oh, that's a really good question. Okay, let's do it right now.
Okay.
You'll get so you can even do this with your eyes open. But for the moment, you can close your eyes and see a great pillar of light that comes right down to the earth
from mother and father. Comes right down to the earth. It's huge. And at the earth end of that pillar of light is an enormous temple, a crystal temple. It has a huge center, like an arena, that holds millions of people, millions of souls. And then there are other, they look like pods to me, that reach out from that center where there are special areas. There are special areas for animals. There are special areas where the representatives of the plants meet. These are souls, of course. So it's an enormous crystal temple. And the light shines directly down into the temple. Oh, they just showed me there's a huge entryway with great broad steps leading up to an enormous archway that is the entrance. And all souls can come to that temple. You only need to envision it in your own mind and see yourself, however you see yourself, it doesn't matter. See yourself with your light going up the steps and into the temple. And you'll be greeted. Call for your favorite master or archangel or mother and father, whoever you want to talk to first. Ask your ancestors to come. Ask anyone you know who's passed. Ask anybody you would like to see to come, take your hand, guide you into the temple. And you can ask whatever you'd like to heal, however you'd like to help. Just go to the temple, and you will be welcomed with open arms. There, I see you. You're there. See? You can walk right in.
Yes, thank you.
All right. And you can do that anytime. Now, what we've learned is we just stay there all the time. We're just always in the temple working while we are also going about other things. But we always have a part of ourselves in the temple, watching what's going on, helping out. So thank you, Lynn. That was a really good question.
Yes, thank you for answering that question.
All right, enjoy.
Thank you.
All
bye
right.
Now.
Bye-bye, sweetie. Okay, we have one other call. This is wonderful. I really enjoyed that she has such a good question. Okay, we have 347, 4447. It's the last four numbers. Hi, you're on the air. 347. Can you hear us? We have a bit of a delay, but I hear nothing on the other end. 347, are you there? Nope, we either didn't make a connection or whoever it was is no longer there. Give you one more second. 347? 4447? Nope. Okay. Sorry we missed you. But it doesn't sound like there's an open line there. All righty. That was great. Thank you all for your participation. Thank you for your beautiful questions. Thank you all for being here. It's time for us to close. Are you there, Meg?
Yes, Catherine.
I like what Jimmy said. It was the best call ever, 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 ever.
Ever heard, ever.
ever, ever. I hope to listen to this call 10 more times because I want to hear it too. Thank you, Meg, for your participation and your beautiful energy.
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, everyone who is here to ground this into our beautiful Gaia. Thank you so much.
And all the light workers who have worked so hard for such a long time, our hearts go out to you, too. We know how hard it's been, and we see this is it. And we're all invited to the party. It's going to be some really good times ahead for all of us. I would like to be able to meet every single person who's listening to this call. I really would. I would love to be able to meet all of you and hug all of you and jump up and down and laugh because good times are coming. Oh, what fun.
Yes.
All right. Here's Michael to sing us We Are the World. So long, everybody. Oh, I forgot to announce our next week's call will be on Wednesday again. So we're back to our regular schedule on Wednesday. See you then, Meg.
See you then. Bye, everyone.
Big family.